secure your home to sell, even if you aren't going to sell for another 6+ months.
Well, there you have it. If you've been on the fence about considering selling, it doesn't hurt to start the conversation now. Reach out to Morgan Coleman at 864-313-7639.
Exclusive programming alert. This weekend, the Clemson Tigers softball team is hosting an NCAA regional for the second time in 2 years. And the only place to listen is right here, exclusively on The Roar. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. And Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. First pitch for Game 1 is Friday at 3 p.m. Stay tuned to theroarfm.com and all our social media accounts for tournament updates. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Here's Tom Hill from Katazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor, window graphics. So if somebody wants their storefront, they want to brand it, get attention from people driving by on the road. You might want to put your mission statement on your wall and what you want your customers to see when they walk in. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We always come out, we meet you, we take a look at the facility, and we get to understand the project. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. That's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
It's almost summertime, and Hat Flow Company has straw hats, Richardson hats, women's ponytail hats, and more to keep you cool. Whether you're at the ball field, working, on the water, or literally anything else, stay cool and in style with custom leather patch hats for your workers, friends, church groups, sports team, or charity event. The best part? No order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, great customer service, and affordable pricing. Visit HatFlowCo.com and start your custom leather patch hat quote today. HatFlowCo.com.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Prep your yard for the summer for less with 5 for $10 Scott's Naturescapes mulch. And save on appliances with up to an additional $1,000 off select major kitchen appliances. Find savings across the store today, like 5 for $10 mulch. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 531. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Welcome to the Red Range. We are back. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like my friends at First Class Halt. Mark and his staff just do an incredible job. 3 locations to serve you. Summer is coming. Get your vehicle ready for holiday travel with the holiday travel special. Only $149.95. Don't be stranded in the heat. That includes an oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection. Check the AC performance on and on and on. All locations, $15 rebate. Beat pollen season with clean air for you and your vehicle. All locations, in honor of Memorial Day, First Class Halt will offer 10% off labor for those who have served and are serving in our military. Thank you for your service. Also, all locations, purchase any set of tires from First Class Halt. Get an alignment half off. Was $119, now just $59.50. And the tire specials have both kicked in starting yesterday. Michelin, get up to a $50 rebate on all tire lines. BF Goodrich, get up to a $50 rebate on all tire lines. Or get up to a $100 rebate on all terrain or performance tires only. Mark and his staff are incredible. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all their work. I don't know who does any of these things except First Class Halt. If you're going anywhere else, you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you're doing yourself a disservice. Stop doing that. Greenville, Anderson, and Cherrydale. All right, we are privileged to be joined by my favorite guest of all time. I've been in this radio business a long time, and not only is Bob Kendrick my favorite guest of all time, but the reception that he has received from all of you who have listened to these interviews has been unbelievable. I have had people write me who say, Walt, I don't even like baseball, and I love listening to Bob Kendrick. That's a lot to live up to every time, Bob.
Yeah, that is. But, man, it is so good to be back with you. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's always great to have you, Bob. I catch you all over on radio, and I love listening to you. You are the keeper of the flame. I mean, you are. And I'm sure I asked you this before, but just remind me again how you came to be president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And honestly, Bob, I mean, you must think about this. I mean, as anybody gets older, as we all do, we think about our futures and life beyond us. In other words, what the succession plan is, because as you know, Bob, the further we get away from anything, the more the stories get lost, and we're all reliant on people like you. It used to be Buck O'Neill. We're reliant on people like you to keep this all alive.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Well, I don't ever want these stories to die. And for me, I've been so blessed that Buck O'Neill essentially passed the baton over to me, and then I took it and started running with it, and now I get to share a lot of the stories that he and other Negro League players shared with me firsthand. And to think that for me, it started, believe it or not, as a volunteer 30 years ago. Who knew?
It's unbelievable.
Who knew? 'Cause I certainly didn't. But Walt, the minute I walked into, at that time, was a one-room office here at historic 18th and Vine that was then the Negro League's Baseball Museum. And as I oftentimes tell the story, the minute I walked into that office, I literally walked into what would become my passion. I fell in love with the story, and I fell in love with the amazing athletes who made this story. And I considered myself to be a baseball fan. And, man, I quickly realized I didn't know a doggone thing about the history of this sport and its connection to the history of this country. And I just fell in love with it. I wanted to learn as much as I could, and I didn't want to keep it to myself. And to think that I started as a volunteer 30 years ago, and now for the last 12 years, I have had the honor of serving as president of this great museum. But what an amazing story it is in its own right to go from being a volunteer to now trying to lead what I think is one of the most important cultural institutions in the world, that being the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
And Bob, tell me some of the things that are going on right now, because I know recently you've had some very large corporate donations, and it seems like everything is getting better and healthier and bigger under your watch.
Yeah, no, we're excited. Just 2 weeks ago, Walt, we announced our plans to build a brand new state-of-the-art standalone 30-plus thousand square foot Negro Leagues Baseball Museum as part of a Negro Leagues campus that we're going to create here in the historic 18th and Vine Jazz District. The building that the Negro Leagues were formed, the old Paseo YMCA, is right around the corner. And we've been working diligently to rehab that building, and we were going to expand our operations into the very building that gave birth to the story that we're now charged with preserving by turning it into the Buck O'Neill Education and Research Center. So now we're going to grow those plans and build a new, as I mentioned, 30,000 square foot Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. So essentially having 70,000 plus square feet of space that will chronicle the history of black baseball in America in general, the Negro League specifically, but also social history as well. And it's going to be the gateway into historic 18th and Vine, but even more importantly, give us an international headquarters for this institution. And so it's a daunting task, as you can well know. This is going to price out at about $25 million. And what you referenced was Bank of America making the first $1 million contribution to the project. So I'm 1/25th of the way home.
Well, my producer Ramona told me she's going to donate $1 million right after the show, Bob. So that'll help. That should get you well on the way. Bob, let me ask you. So, do you have detailed plans of the new museum in terms of how it will be laid out, and will the today's centerpiece of the existing museum still be the centerpiece of the new museum?
Man, I could not imagine Walt, us building this new museum without taking the Field of Legends over with us.
It's unbelievable.
People would go nuts if we did not bring that, which I think is one of the most compelling displays in any museum in the world. And the Field of Legends, for the folks who are listening who may not have heard us talk about this prior, is a mock baseball diamond that houses 10 of 12 life-size bronze sculptures of Negro League greats. They represent 10 of the first group of Negro Leaguers to be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And they are cast in position as if they were playing a game. And we built the entire museum experience around this baseball diamond. And so when you come in, you can see the field, but you can't get to it. So in essence, we segregate you from the field. We wanted our visitors, and particularly my younger audience, to at least remotely experience what segregation was like. So in the case of these great athletes, they knew full well that they were good enough to play in the major leagues, so close to it, yet so far from it. So from most vantage points in the museum, you can see the field, but you can't get to it. And so the only way that you're allowed to take the field here, you have to earn that right. And you do so by learning their story. And folks, by the time you've bared witness to everything that they had to endure just to play baseball in this country, the very last thing that happens here is now you can take the field. And in many respects, you're now deemed worthy to walk out on the field, as I like to say, Walt, with 10 of the baddest brothers to ever play this game. They were great baseball players, and so I cannot imagine not taking that component with us to the new facility, because we would never hear the end of it, man. But it is an amazing display, and when you walk out on that field, Walt, you feel their spirit. And I have no doubt, y'all, that when the dust settles and we shut everything down, oh, they're throwing that ball around the horn. You can almost rest assured that old Sackle and Josh and Buck Leonard and Oscar Charleston and Cool Papa Bell and Martin DeHigo, Ray Dandridge, Judy Johnson, Leon Day, that's a dynamite team that we have that makes up our Field of Legends.
You know, Bob, the first time I ever saw that was just over the internet. And even when you just view it through that means, there is an absolute haunting element to that entire exhibit. You almost can drift back in through through the years and place yourself there and imagine it. It brings it all to life. And again, I think a big part of it is, it's first of all, there's insane artistry to those statues. I mean, they're just unbelievable. And then the fact that they're all life size, it really is the Field of Dreams thing, but to a much greater extent. It feels real. It feels like if you just allow yourself, you can drift back and be there, and you can watch these guys in their prime and what they really were and how great they were.
Yo, there's no doubt about it. I'll never forget when we had the grand opening of this museum, the new museum, in 1997, November of 1997. And man, we had a proverbial who's who from both the sports and entertainment world. And my dear friend, the great Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith, was walking through this museum. And he told me when he walked out on that field, first and foremost, he said it was the eeriest feeling that he ever had. Yeah. He was genuinely moved to tears because, Walt, he understood that he stood on the shoulders of these legendary athletes to become the Wizard, to have an opportunity to play the game that he loved, which would lead him to a Hall of Fame career. And the late, great Buck O'Neill, who is on the outside looking in, he's managing this great All-Star team. And Buck, of course, is the founder of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. He said something that to me was so very poignant as we look at how we look at society today. And typically, we celebrate the people who cross over the bridge. Here at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, we celebrate the people who built the bridge. Yeah. They built the bridge across the chasm of prejudice that allowed these other black and brown players to pursue their dream of playing major leagues. But it's not oftentimes that we celebrate the people who built the bridge. And we get to do that here at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. But what is even more, I think, so enjoyable for me is that people are responding in such a positive fashion. Because I always tell people, Walt, this story is not sad. So for those who think that this story is sad, and I can understand why you would think it's sad, because it is anchored against the backdrop of American segregation. So we obviously know that segregation was a horrible chapter in this country's history. But the story here is what emerged out of segregation. This wonderful story of triumph and conquest, and it's all built on one simple principle. You won't let me play with you in the major leagues, okay? I'll create a league of my own. And when you stop to think about that, man, that is the American way. And so while America was trying to prevent them from sharing in the joys of her so-called national pastime, it was the American spirit that allowed them to persevere and prevail. So when you leave this museum, you genuinely leave here cheering the power of the human spirit. And that's what makes this story so awe-inspiring and so compelling. And what's not to love about this story, because it embodies the American spirit unlike any story to me in the annals of American history.
And these players were truly playing for a love of the game. They didn't have much choice. If they wanted to play baseball, this was it. And so they did so and did it remarkably well. You know, the Field of Legends exhibit, I have been to Hall of Fames all over, many of them when I was much younger. I know of no such exhibit anywhere. I think it is without question the coolest exhibit in all of sports, in any Hall of Fame, anywhere. It's another reason you need to make the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum a part of your future and your plans. All right, Bob, I need to take a quick break. This hour is going to go by in 2 seconds like it always does. I can tell already. I haven't even started. I actually have a question I want to ask you, based on a question I posed to Twitter today with you in mind and with the Negro Leagues in mind. We'll get to that when we come back. Again, I'm joined by Bob Kendrick, the amazing president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Quick break.
Hey, guys. It's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Mail. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Mail offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
It's not too late for that deep spring cleaning for your home. Give my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning a call. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and you'll get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129. Book online at zeroresgreenville.com.
If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canty Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
Start your summer with savings on Michelin tires at the Pendleton Tire Company. Between May 17th and June 16th, get up to $110 via reward card after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $850 or more. Tire purchases totaling less than $850 receive $50. Call Joey or Zach at 864-646-3694 or check out PendletonTire.com. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals-promotions for complete details. Offer expires June 16th, 2023. Void where prohibited.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Anderson Beverage Outlet consistently gets 5.0 customer reviews. With great prices and outstanding customer service, it comes as no surprise. Military Appreciation Month is in May, and Anderson Beverage Outlet rewards our military service men and women, as well as our healthcare and law enforcement professionals, with a 3% savings. Make Anderson Beverage Outlet your home team for adult beverages. Anderson Beverage Outlet, in front of Lowe's and Target at 140 Commons Parkway.
I'm Lance Crick. After 20 plus years as a federal prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Carolina and several years as a state prosecutor, I joined Ryan Beasley Law last year to practice law with Ryan and Mary Hunter. Our team works in courtrooms across the state, including city and magistrate courts, as well as state and federal courts. We work with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense, to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our responsive and proactive approach in cases is at all times client-centric and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
In every case, for every client, in courtrooms across the state, Ryan Beasley Law, ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Check out the Mickey Plyler Show each weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. here on The Roar. Mickey and company get your day started with scores, interviews, and all the news from the day before. Mickey breaks down all things college football, golf, and everything else in the sports world. Check it out each morning on 105.5 and 97.5 FM, or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Every pitch, every at-bat, and every game, we have you covered. We're the flagship station for Clemson baseball. 105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back, and again, privileged to be joined by Negro Leagues Baseball Museum President Bob Kendrick. Always an honor to have Bob on. Such a wealth of information, as I said, the keeper of the flame. And Bob does an incredible job at all of that. We're discussing the history of the Negro Leagues. Bob, let me ask you this. And we've covered so much territory before, and I think it's important every time to sort of retrace our steps a little in an effort to continue to promote this incredible cause. But I want to ask you a question. I intentionally asked this question of the people who follow me on Twitter today because I was curious what your answer would be regarding the Negro League players. And again, we understand that all Negro League players were undervalued, underrated. It's the nature. It's the nature of history's fail to cover it and a more modern effort to catch up. But I asked this question today for this reason, because I wanted to come back to you with it. I asked, who's the most underrated MLB player in the history of the sport? And I received a lot of good answers. Stan Musial, Hank Aaron. We're in Braves country, and I think there's something to Hank Aaron.
There really is.
Yeah. I personally think
he would be at the top of my list.
Right. And I personally think Frank Robinson would be on that list as well. For me, I think that as insane as it sounds, I think Luke Gehrig is on the list, in part because he played with Babe Ruth, and and it was lost in his shadow. But
and another name that I would add from a major league perspective is Ricky Henderson.
Yeah,
I just don't think people really appreciate how great Ricky Henderson really was. And maybe because Ricky talked about himself a lot, but Ricky, but man, Ricky was one of the most dominant leadoff hitters, maybe the most dominant leadoff hitter this sport has ever seen. I mean, the quintessential combination of power, speed, and average. And yeah, I don't know if we'll see another Ricky Henderson.
No, and although they've changed the stolen base rules to perhaps create one, you know, but it's interesting, Bob, because Ricky Henderson was actually, that was an answer given to me by a number of people. So they were thinking along those same lines. You know, there was a time that Ricky Henderson and Bobby Bonilla were caught in the tunnel playing cards during a game. Can you imagine that conversation? The two greatest all-time third-person talkers of in the history of the sport. Can you imagine how that conversation went? You would have felt like there were six people at the table.
They both are two of my favorite people, man. I love them both. And to take Ricky on a tour of this museum was really special.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's incredible.
He was absolutely in awe. Absolutely in awe when he walked through this museum. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're one of the greatest. I had the same experience when I walked Barry Bonds through this museum. When you walk through this place, you feel it. And for the African-American and Hispanic athlete particularly, if you have any sense of self, you can't help but feel it. And both of those legendary ball players walked through, and it was very emotional for both of them.
That's really interesting because, again, you know, in terms of what you think you know about Ricky Henderson, you wouldn't know if he would have that depth, but obviously he did and does.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And that's good.
It moved him tremendously.
Yeah, that's good to know. Well, here was my answer, though, Bob. I had one specific guy in mind because I think in terms of Major League Baseball history, I think he's been completely lost. I don't even think people know the name, and the name is Jimmy Fox. You know, Fox in 13 straight years drove in over 100 runs. He was three-time MVP, was top 11 nine times, won a Triple Crown, hit over 30 home runs in 12 straight years. At the time he retired, he was second only to Babe Ruth in home runs, and his RBI numbers were prolific. You know, this dude wasn't driving in 101. He's driving in like 170. And somehow, it's like we don't even know he played. And now, you know, now for you, you know, in promoting the history of the Negro Leagues, you have this problem almost universally to promote all players, and all these players are to an extent undervalued. But who's the most undervalued, Bob? If two or three guys come to mind, you know, everyone knows, you know, Josh Gibson, and hopefully everyone knows Oscar Charleston, and everybody knows Satchel Paige. But who would be the two or three guys that maybe people don't know that they should know?
Yeah, one guy that tops my list is actually a legendary Cuban ball player by the name of Martin DeHigo.
Yeah.
His nickname was El Maestro, the master, because he could do it all, Walt. Played all nine positions, played all nine of them well. He is the only baseball player in the history of our sport to be enshrined into five different countries' baseball halls of fame. He's in the Mexican, Cuban, Venezuelan, Dominican, and in Cooperstown. One year in the Mexican League, DeHigo goes 18-2 with a ridiculous 0.90 ERA. But, oh, wow, it gets better. The sucker hits 387 that same season and won the batting title as well. That makes no sense. No. And yet he is a name that is not readily identified. He's standing at home plate. He's the batter at home plate on the field of legends. 6'3", 6'4", movie star, good looks, arm that rival Roberto Clemente. I mean, he had it all. As my late friend, the great Hall of Famer Monty Irvin would say, and he would describe him in this fashion, he was a beautiful ball player. Yeah, that's how he saw Martin DeHigo. And Buck Leonard, who is in the National Baseball Hall of Fame, arguably the greatest first baseman this sport has ever seen, says for his money, Martin DeHigo is the greatest baseball player of all time.
Wow.
And so you get those kinds of superlatives from those who competed with and against these guys. But, you know, that's the plight of the Negro Leagues. There's so many. My most recent edition, recent episode of my podcast called Black Diamonds that I do with SiriusXM Radio. We do
it
weekly.
It's awesome, by the way. Absolutely awesome.
This week's edition is about a ball player by the name of Norman Stearns. Norman Turkey Stearns.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Buck O'Neill called him the gobbler. And let me tell y'all, Cool Papa Bell says if Turkey Stearns is not in the Hall of Fame, then no one should be in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He led the Negro Leagues in home runs 7 times. And he doesn't get the attention that Josh gets because Josh was so prolific and almost mythical-like as a power hitter. But Turkey Stearns had the same level of power. And Turkey, he batted with a pigeon-toed stance. And when he ran, his arms flapped like a turkey. And Turkey said, and he was, had a little bit of a pot belly, which made him look even more like a turkey. But as I tell people all the time, this turkey could flat out fly. I mean, he was a five-tool guy, hit for power, hit for average, could feel, could run, could throw. Without question, he is the greatest baseball player the city of Detroit has ever seen. He was a star for the Detroit Stars, and that's taking nothing away from Ty Cobb. That's just how good Turkey Stearns was, and most folks have never heard the name.
Let me ask you about another guy that most people have never heard of. As soon as you said Stearns, I knew where you were going. Mule Suttles is another guy,
yes,
with legendary power. So before we get to him specifically, I want to ask you about Havana's Tropical Park. What were the true dimensions of that park in center field, and how high was that center field wall?
Well, they say that wall was some 50 feet high, man. You know, and Mule hit one
over
the fence, out of the ballpark. Yeah. Now, Mule Suttles, and this is the honest to God's truth, his bat card is on file at the Louisville Slugger Museum. And, folks, Mule Suttles swung a 50-ounce bat. Because
it's like
your
swinging
nickname
a tree.
You got to be strong.
Yeah.
and when he would come to the plate, the fans loved it. When he would come to the plate, the fans would start cheering, "Kick Mule, kick Mule."
Well, and I know that there are claims that that center field wall was like the old Polo Grounds or further. That I have seen suggestions that that wall was 500 feet and that the wall feet high.
Yeah, that home run was well over 500 feet. But I understand that there's still a historic marker with
600 feet.
Yes, because the security was on horseback. And ball hit out where the security was on horseback. You know, Mule got it all now. I'm sure he would tell you, sir, I didn't quite catch it all.
And of course, Josh Gibson had that type of historical power. There are stories about him hitting a ball or maybe two out of Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
We don't know all the truths of all this, but we know for a fact that Gibson hit a ball over 480 feet when he was just a kid. And his power was legendary. Some think he's the all-time leading home run hitter. And Don, I've compared it before from a physical standpoint to sort of the Bo Jackson of his time.
That's no question.
You had mentioned that you sort of liked that comparison.
That's a great comparison, because if you can think Bo Jackson as a catcher physically, you've got Josh Gibson.
And the thing is, Bob, he accomplished all that he did despite all this ridiculous tragedy in his life, including dying very early. He died at 35, right?
He was 35 years old when he died. He died, of course, from a brain tumor. And Josh knew that he had the brain tumor, but refused to have surgery, Walt, because he was afraid that he'd be left in a vegetative state. And as we know, operating on the brain is tricky today, no less than the 1940s. And so he would sadly succumb to that brain tumor by way of stroke, January 20th, 1947, just a few months before Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier. So he never got that opportunity to fulfill that dream of playing in the major leagues. Now, at 35, I'm not sure he would have been given a chance to play in the major leagues. 35 is old by baseball standards today, but certainly by baseball standards then, it was highly unlikely that he would be given a chance, you know, even had he been healthy. But man, he could hit that ball. And to hear guys talk about, and I think the most amazing aspect of this all as it relates to Josh is, Walt, he's doing this as a catcher.
Right.
He's doing this as a catcher, man. You know, catchers don't do that. You get one or the other, power or average, but rarely do you get the combination of the two because, as you know, the positions are so physically demanding. It beats your body up. And Josh wasn't a good catcher. He was a great catcher. Rifle arm. He was throwing guys out from the crouch back in that era. Buck O'Neill said he had complete control of his pitching staff, so he called a great game and was a good running catcher. Going to steal you 20, 25 bases or more to go with that big bat of his. And he too swung a big stick, 40 ounce, 41 inches. And so you got to be a man to swing that kind of lumber, but he was so short and compact to the ball. But the power, which is almost mythical-like, as I tell people, it was very real.
Yeah, look, I think, in my opinion, I mean, I think he's the greatest catcher in the history of baseball, period. Yeah. I mean, I think the major leagues offer Johnny Bench and Yogi Berra, and while they're both great, I think if you're just trying to combine the history of the two sort of parallel universes that were going on, I think the catcher is clearly Gibson, with all due respect to those other guys.
Gibson, and we think about Roy Campanella, who started in the Negro Leagues, Walt, when he was 15 years old. Can you imagine it? Roy Campanella joins a team called the Baltimore Elite Giants. Now, it's spelled elite, but it's pronounced elite. Yeah, you make those Negro Leaguers mad if you call them the Elite Giants. They were the Elite Giants. And a young Roy Campanella is 15 years old catching professionally in the Negro Leagues. And a legendary catcher by the name of Raleigh Biz Mackey.
Yep.
And Biz Mackey, you can make a case that he was the greatest defensive catcher this sport has ever seen. He takes a young Roy Campanella under his wing and taught him the art of catching. And as you know, Campy would become a three-time most valuable player with the Brooklyn Dodgers before a tragic car accident derailed what was still a Hall of Fame career. And if Campy was alive today, he'd tell you the greatest defensive catcher this sport has ever seen was Raleigh Biz Mackey. But there were so many great catchers in the Negro Leagues, but it's a position that did not transition into Major League Baseball. Because, again, it was seen as that cerebral position. And there was always this underlying belief is that black folks weren't smart enough to play the position. Yeah. Yet, you go back and look at the history of the Negro Leagues, they had some of the greatest catchers this game has ever seen. And you see the same thing that happened with Major League Baseball catchers. They became managers. You know, there's a reason that catchers typically become managers, because that's the closest position to the manager. And they're the field generals. And you saw the exact same thing happen in the Negro Leagues.
Yeah, no, look, that's obviously right. And, you know, the one other thing on Gibson also, he also lost his wife, right, in childbirth?
Yeah. Yeah, while giving birth, she passed away. And so he was a single father raising those kids and still out there, you know, playing this game as well as anyone ever played this game. For me, he is the greatest combination of power and average this sport has ever seen. Because lost in the tremendous power, Walt, is that Josh Gibson had a lifetime batting average of some 354. and in head-to-head competition against major leaguers in countless exhibition games, hit over 420. And he was doing it as a catcher.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the thing that we've talked about before, but I don't think you can ever say it enough, and that is that while there were parallel universes going on, at times they met. And where they met, the greatest players who ever played in Major League Baseball all universally acknowledged the greatness of the Negro League players. I mean, the things that they said. Joe DiMaggio said the best pitcher he ever faced was Satchel Paige. Babe Ruth said that John Henry Pop Lloyd is the greatest player to ever play. Ted Williams complimented the players of the Negro Leagues, and at his Hall of Fame induction, basically demanded the inclusion of more of the Negro League players. And so, and there were many other points where sort of all-star games that were set up, the Dean games that were set up, these factions met, and there was, even though the world was divided, there was still great respect from the greatest players who were playing in the major leagues. And I think at some level, some of them felt the pain that the Negro League players were facing in being excluded.
Because they knew that they could play.
Right.
Those major league players knew that they could play. And the one thing, and I believe this still remains true today, great athletes appreciate great athletes.
Yeah.
And the only way that you can measure how good you really are is by competing with and against the very best. The other aspect of this is when they went down to Latin America to play, there was no separation.
Yeah.
They all played together.
That's a good point.
And you just referenced Ted Williams, because if you're going to single out any one individual who was responsible for Negro League players' inclusion into the National Baseball Hall of Fame, it would be Ted Williams, who upon his own induction speech in 1966 used that platform to advocate on behalf of the likes of Josh Gibson and Satchel Paige to be inducted in the hall, as he would go on to say, as symbols of those great black stars who weren't there because they had never been given an opportunity.
Yeah.
5 years later, Satchel Paige becomes the first from the Negro Leagues to be inducted for his Negro Leagues career. It doesn't happen without Ted Williams. And you needed a superstar voice. This couldn't be just any ball player. You needed a star ball player to make this advocation, and that is what opened the door for Negro League players.
Yeah, great knows great, and Williams, in the view of many, is the greatest pure hitter who ever lived, and he recognized the greatness in all of the amazing Negro League players. Quick break. I'm joined by Negro League President Bob Kendrick. Amazing conversation as always. Bob is with us for like 10 more minutes. We'll be right back.
Exclusive programming alert. This weekend, the Clemson Tigers softball team is hosting an NCAA regional for the second time in 2 years. And the only place to listen is right here, exclusively on The Roar. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. And Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. First pitch for Game 1 is Friday at 3 p.m. Stay tuned to theroarfm.com and all our social media accounts for tournament updates. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
There's a lot to celebrate this month, graduation and the end of the school year and warmer months ahead. Celebrate in a clean home by calling Cleaning Pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Their patented technology, ZR Water, is scientifically proven to clean better than detergents. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. That's ZeroResGreenville.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I get extra help on my prescription drugs through Medicare. Aren't there special Medicare Advantage plans that uniquely cover this and other additional benefits?
Walt, it never ceases to amaze me at just how smart your listening audience is. Yes, listener, not only special plans, but also a special election period that allows you to make this change. Please call me today at 864-307-8484, and we will get the ball rolling.
There you go, listener. Just give Gary a call at 864-307-8484 today. And always remember, if Gary does not represent a specific plan that you are looking for, he will shepherd you through Medicare. You will thank me later.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Okay, Tiger fans, let's review. You now know that a water furnace geothermal system doesn't rely on the weather like solar energy systems do. It lasts twice as long as an ordinary air conditioner. It saves you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and water heating costs. And Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members enjoy the strongest rebates and tax credits in the nation. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out. Just go to clemsongeo.com for more information. That's clemsongeo.com.
Trees. If you love your trees, won't you please leave it to Schneider Tree Care?
Hey, it's Bo Thompson here with my friend Eric Schneider of Schneider Tree Care.
You know, Bo, there's guys out there that can cut stuff down. I know, and we can do that too. But when it comes to long-term health of our community and our tree canopy, yeah, I've got a whole staff of guys that just really, they're tree geeks. They love what they do, and they don't have just a removal to sell. They can actually walk the property with you and give you a comprehensive plan on how to care for your trees and shrubs long-term.
So protect that investment that is your yard and make sure it thrives now and in the future. Go to SchneiderTree.com. Learn about their services, tree removal, trimming and pruning, emergency services, mulch and maintenance, SchneiderTree.com.
So for your trees, please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Training today's technology for tomorrow's workforce. Tri-County Technical College is now registering for exciting careers as Cisco network administrators and computer technicians. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CIT. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CIT.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back again, rejoined by Negro Leagues President Bob Kendrick, Negro Leagues Baseball Museum President Bob Kendrick, and I know Bob has to run. Bob, this is always the fastest hour in radio, and we appreciate you joining us. And I'm going to give you a last word in a second, and we need to get you back on. I have pages of stuff I want to get to, and I haven't even begun to touch it. But let me ask you this before you leave. You know, there's always discussion about greatest of all time, and obviously we have our own thoughts. You think it was Josh Gibson. There are many people who think, from a Major League Baseball standpoint, that it was Honus Wagner. But Babe Ruth thought that it was John Henry Pop Lloyd. And the comparisons have been made between Wagner and John Henry Pop Lloyd often. In fact, the legendary manager Connie Mack basically said that you couldn't lose taking either one of them, that he basically viewed it as a toss-up. Is John Henry Pop Lloyd in the actual conversation of the greatest player to ever play the game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And John Henry Pop Lloyd, I think, kind of loses out because he played so almost in the 19th century,
right,
moving over to the 20th century. And I think those guys get hurt a little bit because many of us, we heard about these legendary stars through the likes of Buck O'Neill, Monty Irvin, you know, Minnie Minoso, and these guys. So they lean toward their contemporaries. Those 19th century early era ball players kind of get left out of being included, and it takes those kinds of comparisons when you hear the likes of a Babe Ruth refer to John Henry Lloyd as being the greatest baseball player he had ever seen.
That's a pretty big endorsement.
That's a big endorsement. Honus Wagner saying that it was an honor to be compared to Pop Lloyd. And Pop Lloyd was a big man who played in the middle of the infield, shortstop, great range, great arm, power. And I remember walking Derek Jeter through this museum. And I said, well, you know, again, Jeter's a big guy himself. And I said, well, you know, that's your contemporary. That's great John Henry Pop Lloyd. And I went on talking about the range and the arm. When I said power, Jeter said, no, I didn't have the power. And Pop Lloyd had that power as well from that shortstop position. So, yeah, there are so many Negro League stars that we just want them to be in the conversation. It has never been for this museum about trying to determine whether or not these ball players were better than their white counterparts. We just wanted to make sure that when we have these discussions, that they're not
included.
Left out.
Yeah,
that they're included in these discussions. And Walt, before I get out of here, I would be remiss if I did not mention something that I think has had profound impact in raising awareness about the history of the Negro Leagues and this museum, and that is the inclusion of the Negro Leagues in the video game MLB The Show 23. And man, I don't know if I realized just how big that digital platform really was. You know, I knew we were doing something cool, but I had no idea that it would be this big. This game has gone bonkers. And these young kids and young adults are falling in love with the Negro Leagues and these stories. I'm sharing stories inside the video game. And so needless to say, man, my cool level has risen considerably now that I'm in a video game.
Bob's getting cooler as he gets older, Ramona. Not a lot of that going around, Bob.
But we've reached a new generation with this history. And they're engaging with it, and they're loving it. And it warms my heart as kids are walking through this museum, and they're coming over to me and saying, hey, you in the show. You in the show.
That's awesome. And, you know, again, Bob Kendricks, the keeper of the flame for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, president, just amazing. The work you've done, Bob, and we're going to continue to have you on. Love to have you back real soon to continue this conversation. I think it's important that people realize there were two parallel universes going on, and only one story was being told. Now finally the other side is being told, and it's not just not about who is better. It's not to discredit, you know, one side or the other. The truth is, professional, incredible baseball players were playing on each side of this equation, and the other side of the story needed telling. It's finally being told by people like Bob, you know, people like me try and do our little part. But it's always amazing. You know, Bob, I think I know a lot of the history. I live and breathe the stuff. I think I know it, and then you come on, and you always further my education, which
Man, I tell you what, it's an absolute joy to do this work. Man, I am so blessed to do something that I absolutely love doing every single day, even amidst the challenges of trying to raise money for an institution like this great museum. You just find great joy in this work because we know we're doing something that is bigger than all of us, and hopefully Walt will do it well to the point that it will stand the test of time and people will get to come here to Kansas City and enjoy this great museum for generations to come.
Bob, if people want to contribute, what's the best way?
Oh, they can visit us at nlbm.com, and there's a donation link, and we will be happy to accept any support that we can get. We know, like I told you, I'm 1/25th of the way there to build a new Negro League museum, and so I got a lot of work to do. But we would certainly welcome anyone who would want to contribute and join our team and help keep the legacy of the Negro Leagues alive.
Great job, Bob, as always. Always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much. You're always very generous with your time as well.
Oh, Walt, thanks for having me, as always.
Awesome, Bob. Thank you. Bob Kendrick. Honestly, Ramona, could you think of anybody better to do his job than him?
I mean, no, absolutely. Listen to him. He's enjoying it. The whole time he's talking to you, yeah. He's just enjoying thinking about it.
He's unbelievably personable. The guy is always, and he's confronted with a lot of things on a daily basis. I've even read some of the stuff in the last week, and yet he's everywhere, Ramona. He's omnipresent. He is absolutely everywhere. Every time I turn around, he's somewhere else. He's traveling the globe, telling the story of the Negro Leagues and promoting the cause and energizing people. And obviously, the magnitude of the task now in terms of the creation of this new museum and the amount of money that needs to be raised to make it all go. And he'll need more corporate donations for that as well. But if you'd like to contribute, he just told you how. Let me tell you about my guy, Nick Lavery. Hey, do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. His areas of practice include workman's comp. If you're injured at work, everything seems to go to a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck. It all adds up to stress, uncertainty about the future. If you're filing a workman's comp claim on top of everything you're going through, it can be overwhelming. DUI, if you've been charged with DUI, it's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. Being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. It means you need a lawyer to represent you in court. A qualified South Carolina DUI lawyer. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, it's time to call my guy Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's vital to know exactly what you need to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. By the way, May is Military Appreciation Month. As a small token of appreciation, Nick Lavery Law Office are offering 10% off closing costs for all veterans and active duty military. 864-654-3680.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
$22.50 per hour. That's starting pay at BASF in Seneca. And no experience is needed to earn $22.50 per hour as a production technician. BASF offers even more for experience. Beyond great pay, BASF provides its employees benefits like full medical, dental, and vision, plus paid vacation, 401k plans, backup child and elder care, college tuition reimbursement, and more. Learn more at BASF.us/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, where you can earn $22.50 per hour.
Checking in with my good friend Morgan Coleman, trusted real estate professional in the upstate. Okay, Morgan, since you've been on the air with us, the real estate market has changed a lot. especially over the past 6 months or so. So tell me, what does the current real estate landscape look like right now?
The current market is back to a neutral market. During the height of COVID, we were heavily in a seller's market with about 2 months worth of active inventory on the market. Now that pendulum has swung back towards a neutral market, closer towards that 6 months worth of active inventory. We still have not fully caught up with the active inventory, but buyers have some negotiating power, and it is crucially important for sellers to get their home show ready and to be priced accordingly to the current market, not 18 months ago.
Thanks, Morgan. That's Morgan Coleman of Joan Herlong & Associates, Sotheby's International Realty. To get in touch, give her a call at 864-313-7639.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right, just slip in to new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Graduation is just around the corner. You have worked hard for this moment. Your family and friends are here to celebrate. So get ready for those pictures and posts with a fresh shave and cut with Roosters. Roosters invites the men in your life to get a haircut and close shave like you have never gotten before. What time is better than now? Because the only thing more permanent than that degree is a picture in the family album. Call now for your appointment at 884-8920 to feel your best.
Maytag month has got it going on. It's all you want with your savings all month long. Baby, can't you see? Maytag month is all you need. You know you can't go wrong when Maytag month is going on.
Upgrade to the performance you need on all Maytag major appliances during May is Maytag month, happening all month long.
Maytag month is going on.
Has anyone seen Roger? Where's Roger? It's time to open the jewelry store.
Where is everyone? Everyone.
Did they all take the day off?
At traditional jewelry stores everywhere, employees are quiet quitting and going to Diamonds Direct. Not just to work, but to shop. That's because even with employee discounts, Diamonds Direct offers all shoppers better selection and much better value. As a true direct importer of diamonds, Diamonds Direct has long-standing relationships deep in the world diamond industry, as well as the best diamond cutters across the globe, so they can say the quiet part out loud without the middleman markups. Diamonds Direct offers customers bigger, higher quality diamonds at a lower cost every day. Not to mention the best selection, the best customer service, best warranties, and best overall experience.
Hello.
Quiet quit paying too much for your diamonds. Go to Diamonds Direct. You won't be alone in how happy you are. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Get details, directions, showroom hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline. Good times never seen.
So good. Love Sweet Caroline. We are back. Al, get to you in a minute. Rudy writes, Capital Letters, Radio Gold, Walt, Texter 933 writes, great interview, exclamation, learning so many things I didn't know. Senator Ted writes, I absolutely love this guy so much. I learn so much every time he's on. Not only is he a wealth of information and as I call him, the keeper of the flame, but he's just so personable. You know, he's the ideal person to tell the story. Buck O'Neill was too. You know, many years ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing Buck O'Neill three or four times. I've been at the I've been trying to cover the Negro Leagues for, I don't know, 25 years in radio, my basically whole radio career. And because I always thought the league warranted attention. Again, when I say there were two parallel universes, that's what I mean. I mean, one was not better than the other. The, you know, one was being popularized, the other wasn't. But the players knew. The players who were playing Major League Baseball knew. Now, you know, one of the big mistakes people make is they'll look at some of the greats of the past and they'll say, well, you know, Babe Ruth wasn't as good as he was because they didn't he didn't play against black players. That's false. Babe Ruth could have played against any players of any race, creed, color. It would not have mattered. And he would have been one of the greatest ever played, probably the greatest. And the same is true from the other side, though. You know, the same exact thing is true. Josh Gibson didn't play in the major leagues. Does that mean he wasn't one of the greatest players of all time? No, he was. He's the greatest catcher ever lived, period. White, black, doesn't matter. He's the greatest catcher ever lived. How you know, we always talk about comparisons in sports. Now, for Bob, it's just it's making sure that the story gets told. It's not so much the comparisons. For me, it's both. Because I think the comparisons in sport history are a vital part of keeping it alive. And I grant that these are difficult comparisons to make often, but many times, you know, we have these voices of the past that have told their story. I mean, again, when Babe friggin' Ruth, calls John Henry Pop Lloyd the greatest player he's ever seen. Well, that matters. When the Bambino, who probably is the greatest player ever, says some other player from the Negro Leagues was, that ought to wake you up to the realities of what was going on. And there are other names. Oscar Charleston. Bill James ranks Oscar Charleston as the fourth greatest player of all time. We didn't get to it today, but I can tell you that Bob thinks that Oscar Charleston was better than Willie Mays. Better than Willie friggin' Mays. That doesn't even compute in my head because again, Willie Mays is arguably the greatest all-around player ever lived, and yet there are a lot of people who saw Oscar Charleston who think that dude was better. Better than Willie Mays. Josh Gibson was the greatest catcher of all time. Satchel Paige. Joe DiMaggio. Not Joe Schmo. Not Joe Smith. Joe DiMaggio. Said that Satchel Paige is the greatest pitcher he ever faced. Satchel Paige didn't make it to the major leagues until his 40s. His first couple years were in relief in Cleveland. His numbers, he had like the fourth best ERA in the league in those couple years. He was in his mid-40s. He was still pitching at 47. What would Satchel Paige have done to Major League Baseball had he been pitching in the professional ranks in his 20s, as he should have been? The answer is he would have destroyed them. It's an amazing conversation. And again, half of history for a long period of time was lost. We had the white half. We missed the black half. And now, all these years later, we're in catch-up mode. And again, as I mentioned and then Bob reiterated, much of it was due to Ted Williams. It took a player of Ted Williams' magnitude to go up on a day he was being honored in his Hall of Fame speech, and to turn the tables and say, hey, it's great that you're honoring me, but you're leaving all the great black players out of this history. And they need to be included. Great knows great. These guys who were playing on the other side, they knew because they played together. There were all-star games set up. They played against each other. There were other situations. So they knew. And again, these are the biggest names in the history of Major League Baseball who were saying these things. Connie Mack is one of the all-time legendary managers, and Connie Mack was saying, in regard to Honus Wagner and John Henry Pop Lloyd, was saying that they're interchangeable, that you could not go wrong with either one. They're two of the greatest players ever lived. At the same time, Babe Ruth was calling John Henry Pop Lloyd the greatest player of all time. And yet many think it's Josh Gibson. And others think it was Oscar Charleston. And others think Satchel Paige is the greatest pitcher ever lived. There were parallel universes, and both sides were producing historically great players. And how you merge them all together and the history of all that, I think that's up to all of us. It's to talk about it. It's to learn that history and know it. One thing you can never do in sports, I hear people do this all the time. People have no idea what happened 2 weeks ago, and they claim that this guy is the greatest of all time, or that guy's. What they really mean is he's the greatest of the last 2 weeks. But if you don't know the history, then you're not qualified to make any such comparisons. That's just the reality of it. It'd be true in anything. If you don't know the history, if you don't know the history of this country, for example, then you're not really qualified to speak about who was the best of this or the best of that from a governmental standpoint. So I think it takes the knowledge before you can even start to think about drawing comparisons. And the knowledge and the publicity is what this to me is about. I have been in a real sense, I've been in a constant pursuit of sports knowledge and history my whole life. And this is a big part of that history. Al, always good to have you, Al.
Hey, Walt. Man, that was a good segment on the Negro Leagues for that fellow. Wow.
Thanks,
hey, did you get my book I sent you on the 30th Infantry Division, Old Hickory? Did you get that book? It's the National Guard unit most decorated in World War II.
Ramona is telling me yes. Yes, so I do. I'm gonna have to find that.
You have to read it.
I will.
You have to read it.
I will.
All right, so I'm the one that sent that, and I've called you before about my uncles and stuff, female coach, high school basketball championship in state. I wanted to talk about Lou Brissy. What do you know about Lou Brissy?
Not enough.
I don't know enough either, but you know, he was born in Anderson, played Texas leagues in Greenville, and of course they were segregated. He was too close to black folks in the neighborhood or whatever players. He went to Greenwood to get out of trouble, stay out of trouble, and this is in the 1930s as a teenager. And Chick Galloway, who was a baseball coach at Presbyterian College, and when he was retired, I met him, was a scout for Connie Mack. And so Connie Mack promised to sign Lou Brissy. I'll try to make this quick. But the war came, and Brissy was wounded in Italy and had 23 operations. They wanted to take off his leg. He had 23 operations. He wanted to go to the big leagues, and Connie Mack kept his word. He went to the Athletics and played for Cleveland Indians as well. And I'm pretty sure he, you know, there's the connection as at a young age trying to befriend blacks and integration and things, but also later on in his career, I believe he had something to do with the major leagues. I just couldn't find my research on that. But this guy went through the operations, and he faced Ted Williams in his first game as a pitcher. Williams hit it right back, hit him on his bad leg, and Brissy got up as Williams was, and all of them were gathered around him, afraid it killed him, and said, Williams, pull the blank ball, you know, just pull the blank ball, don't hit me, you know. So. But, anyway, this guy was instrumental, and so many people like that were not, you know, the black folks were showing great courage, like a Jackie Robinson we celebrate, but there were others that
that
Brent, Ricky, you know. And I think that Lou Brissy is one of these guys.
Yeah.
And World War II veteran, you know, and had a career afterwards with Major League Baseball. I just don't know what it was.
Yeah, in what capacity?
I don't know. He had something to do with either free agency or, you know, obviously Robinson had integrated in the 40s, but it was something in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, he was in the Olympics. I vaguely know of Brissy's story. I knew of the war wound thing. I'm going to actually try and research that tonight.
Yeah, and anyway, he was in the 96 Olympics. He was there when the guy that had the book Unbroken, the movie.
Yeah.
The Olympic Zambezi. So, you know, he's just one of these great generation guys that stands up tall. But the fact he had so many operations and still persevered into the big leagues.
Amazing.
And, you know, things. So I just wanted to bring that up. There's so many people like that, you know. It's a fascinating conversation you've been having.
Yeah, you know, and there are. There are so many others that aren't known whose stories still haven't been told. And, you know, that's part of this issue, too, is that, quite honestly, you know, like, for example, we just spoke to Bob for an hour. We just scratched the surface. We touched the stuff that was right on the surface. You know, we didn't have the chance to dig down deeper and into the layers beneath, you know, into the caves beneath the ground. We didn't have that opportunity. And honestly, it would take weeks of conversation to get to some of this stuff.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Well, thanks, Bob.
Yep, thank you, Al. It's always good speaking with you. Hey, through personal life, business, financial, estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Greg knows you worked hard for your money. Now you need your money to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call my guy Greg Wales with Kiwi Financial Group today. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg 654-5043, 654-5043. Tell him I sent you, or visit kiwifinancial.com for more info. That's kiwifinancial.com. Also, I will not be on tomorrow. I will not be back until Monday, so I will talk to you then. Clemson baseball will be coming your way in 5 minutes, so make sure you stay tuned for that. A couple things before we get out of here today, various subjects. One is that Havana's Tropical Park, Ramona. The claim was that center field wall that Suttles hit that ball over was 500 feet. And the claim is that the wall itself was 60 feet high. Now, you're talking mythical now. It's alleged that ball traveled 600 feet, and there's a marker that was placed at where that ball landed. But all you need to know is this. If the true dimensions of that park were actually 500 feet to straightaway center, and that wall was 50, 60 feet high, you don't need to do any more math than that. We know it's more than 500 feet. We know it went over a wall that was 50, 60 feet high. So, in other words, that ball had to travel some 600 feet almost by simple math and definition. Regardless, Suttles was another of those guys who was just not as well known, but had legendary power. You know, and you make sure you catch Bob's podcast, Black Diamonds, wherever you can find it. It's great stuff. It really is. So it's like more of the same conversation that we just had. It's all amazing. Another legend, Ramona, in another semi-sport passed away. Superstar Billy Graham, the legendary wrestler, at the age of 79, is no longer with us. You know, superstar Billy Graham was like one of these outrageous pioneers who really founded a lot of the wrestling that came later. Now, he's alleged to have done steroids. He was in... He was involved in alleged drug use. It all shortened his life. He ruined his liver. The last years of his life, I think were probably pretty miserable. But he's a well-known name in the history of professional wrestling. Whatever you think of it, he was really one of the pioneers upon which many of the others that followed sort of built their game on. Also, before we get on to here, I wanted to talk a little bit about the NBA lottery. I don't have a lot of time for this, but we're assuming certain things, okay? Wembanyama is going to San Antonio. We know this because, you know, their hierarchy started screaming when they saw the card before they announced it. So we knew right then that they were happy.
Is
about
that what happened?
Right, the fact that they landed Victor Wembanyama. So they're going to get him for all the good, bad, and everything else involved. We'll see how all that plays out. The Charlotte Hornets have the second pick of the draft. And they're going to have a choice between Scoot Henderson and Brandon Miller. I don't think there's a loser in that choice. All right. I've heard it suggested that, well, Scoot Henderson couldn't play with LaMelo Ball. I disagree with that completely. I don't agree with that at all. I think if you want to have an instant elite backcourt, I think adding Scoot Henderson is one good way to do it. Combining him with LaMelo Ball. And LaMelo Ball is a good spot-up shooter, shot 41% in that role. But you'll have two handlers. I don't think it's ever a bad idea to have two handlers. And I think Ball is capable of playing on ball, off ball. It doesn't matter. And Scoot Henderson is a guy who's built like an NFL safety. And he's very explosive and a great penetrator, can break down defenses and then kick it out. So I don't think you can lose there. I also think Brandon Miller is going to be an elite player in the NBA. I think he's going to be a great shooter and scorer. I think he's just scratched the surface of what he's likely to become. I'm aware, obviously, of the incident. I'm not going to rehash all that in the final minute of a show today. But from a Charlotte standpoint, I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those guys. In fact, I think there's a chance both those guys wind up being better players than Victor Wembanyama does. And, you know, the one thing I might keep in mind is this. I think Wembanyama is fragile. I just think he is. I think he's fragile. I think he might snap. Sort of like Holmgren did. And Scoot Henderson reminds me of Derrick Rose. The same body type, the same explosiveness. I mean, before the knee. He can get anywhere he wants in the court. He also got hurt because of the reckless athletic style he played, and I think could see that outcome for Scoot Henderson. The longest lasting of these three guys may well wind up being Brandon Miller, and I think Charlotte needs to consider that fact. Clemson baseball headed your way right now. Thanks to Bob Kendrick, Ramona, and all you.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. The best place to start your four-year college experience is right here in your own backyard at Tri-County Technical College. Tri-County ranks in the top 10% nationally for successful transfers. Learn more at